The Trust was set up in the 1970s to provide support for the number of Gurkha soldiers that have served for the British Army who were discharged from the service to go back to Nepal with no pension whatsoever. We're talking about the number of people that served for us in the Second World War in Malaya and Borneo, who went back to Nepal to live in the hills with no financial support. It was recognised too late, probably, that these people were suffering financially and also socially in the hills with no support from the British people and the British government.
People will have heard of the Gurkhas, but probably won't have realised the work they did for the British.
Well, the Gurkhas have been in the British Army for, last year was the 200th anniversary of the Gurkhas coming under the umbrella of the British Army. And they've served for as long, actually, as the bicentenary of the Battle of Waterloo, which makes one think, actually, that this is a huge amount of time. They have, in fighting for us in many wars, have won over 20 Victoria Crosses, and they've supported our activities in all parts of the world, right up to the present day, including the Falklands, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, and it's these soldiers from Nepal, and they are Nepali citizens, that we feel that we have a debt of honour to, and we have a debt of care and a duty of care. And this is what the British public have been so generous in raising money for over the years that we've been in existence.
What sort of reaction do you get from people?
In Norfolk, it is remarkable that we see so many people saying, my grandfather, my father served with the Gurkhas, and they've always said that they are the most wonderful, loyal soldiers, and they would prefer to be in a bad situation with a Gurkha than anyone else. And it's that kind of attitude coming from the most unexpected quarter in Norfolk that we respond to, and the Norfolk people give very generously.